Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with Urban Buzz Magazine on urbanbuzzmag.com. And I have Christina Kohler on the line, and she has a fourth album, a tribute to Burt Bacharach. And let me tell you something, guys, she has done the thing, okay? Now, I am sensitive about people doing remakes, and everybody knows that already. But I do give kudos where kudos are due to someone who does it, and they do it right. Christina has a new album out called Walk On By, and I'm going to let her let you know what's going on with her. So Christina, say hi to the people and let them know about Walk On By.
Hello, everyone. I decided to do this music mainly because of my mom. I grew up listening to a lot of this music. She was always playing with Motown and like a lot of soul and funk. So it was always played in my household, and she kept pestering me about doing a whole Burt Bacharach. So now I have an album with the music out.
Right. So. Now, prior to this project, you have some other projects, because we don't want everybody to think you just new to this, because the girl can sing. Okay, let me just let y'all know that. Your first album was Perception. Was that correct?
Yep.
All right. Tell us a little bit about that and your entry into the music business.
Yeah, so I went to college at City College in New York. That's where I got my BFA in jazz studies. And once I got out of college, I did my first album, Perception. And that album is a mix of like jazz, but also jazz pop songs, and also a few original songs as well. And then over the years, I've been just recording more and trying to get my music out there. My second album, Stronger, is all original music except one song, Left Behind. And then the third one is the music of Cole Porter, because I love Cole Porter. And the one thing I do really love is making music my own and not sticking the way it's usually played, and trying to connect to a broader audience that way.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Now, you said the Stronger album had original music. You write and produce, sing?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so how did that come into play, writing your own music and producing?
Even just putting these arrangements together, you know, for like the Burt Bacharach stuff, like that's a lot of writing too.
Right.
But, you know, I would love to like be able to make a living doing original music, but that's even harder than being like a jazz singer, you know what I mean?
Right.
I do love writing. I definitely would love to do more of it. But yeah, it's definitely a skill that I'm still working on. It's not
okay.
I don't write as much as I arrange, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how did you get into jazz more than other genres?
When I was younger, I was a musical theater kid for like 10 years of my life, from when I was 8 till I was 18. Mm-hmm. And really, it was like a deciding factor as to what to go to college for. And I kind of was burnt out of musical theater.
Okay.
But that a lot of jazz music was from like musicals.
So
it kind of went easily for me to just go to college for jazz and try out something totally different. But, you know, I grew up listening to Frank Sinatra. So, you know, Italian household. So like it was like in my brain that I could possibly be a jazz singer. But I never tried until I went to college, really.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, when I think about jazz, I think it's the only genre where it's about music, vocals, and that's what really makes the jazz genre. However, I think it's really the only genre where both men and women really connect. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I can see what you mean by that. Because a lot of genres, you know, it's usually about image more than anything. Than the music, yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about jazz, and just that whole camaraderie. Are you seeing more women in jazz? Are we still in the bunch, or have we died out?
I mean, slowly it's getting there, but you know, I wish more festivals would have women on it. You know, like it's just there's still not enough diversity at the big festivals. You know.
That's where I was going. Yeah. That's good. We definitely need that. So your mom inspired you to do the tribute to Burt Bacharach. And how does she feel about the album?
She loves it. You know, okay. She thought I picked a good song. So, I mean, this is the thing. Like, Burt Bacharach has so many great tunes. So, it's, like, hard to pick just only an album's worth of it, you know?
True. So, let me just go on and give my favorites. I love what you did with Close to You. Because that's also, they used to play it in a club I used to go to. And I absolutely loved it. So, I love your rendition of that. How did you feel redoing that?
I don't know. Some songs came a lot easier to me than others, to be honest. And,
okay.
And the other thing about the album is me and my bassist, James Robbins, put the arrangements together. So it was like a cool process to work with him side by side and get ideas out. Because usually, like, I have a hard time writing things down when it comes to music. If I explain what I'm thinking of, then he knows right away, like, oh, okay, I understand what you're saying. And then...
talk about the people who collaborated with you on this project, because it's really good. And, you know, I like that you had a team that could hear what's in. It's always creatives. We always have it in our mind, and it's hard to regurgitate it. And then when you can, and someone can just pick that up, it makes everything easier. So talk about the people you brought on board to help with you on this project.
Yeah, so, you know, James Robbins and Tima Chupaki and I've been with for, like, at least 8-10 years we've been working together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Tima's been on every single one of my albums, I think, I don't want to say. And James has been on the last two with me. But, you know, it was kind of funny because we were driving, me, Tima, and James were driving from Tecumseh, Michigan, to Akron, Ohio, because we were playing a few shows. Mm-hmm. And James like, we should listen to some Burt Bacharach. I was like, you know, my mom's been annoying me about doing this music, like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seema's, who's Burt Bacharach? and start playing the music. He's like, oh, I know these songs. I'm like, yeah. So, and then I said to James, I was like, hey, if you want to help me, like, arrange this music, let's freaking go. Let's do it, you know? Right. And then that was it.
Okay.
So, and it worked really well. Now he's like, who's the next composer we're going to do?
But, you know, I'm going to encourage you to write some of your original stuff. And I know you said it's hard, but listen, after this, I'm sure your fan base will increase and you got to introduce yourself. You know, you're going to have to come out that closet, all right?
Right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Now, Don't Make Me Over was another one. And Reach Out for Me. Oh, my goodness. I was like, those three are on repeat. Again, you did a great job. You know, how did you just get the order and, like, decide, like you said, his sound book and his list of songs are like... Man, how do you pick? You know what I'm saying? So what was that process like?
I mean, every time I pick music, I think of, like, my own life experiences and what I go through.
Okay.
Say a Little Prayer, obviously I was going to do that one because everybody knows that one. But I also, like, I just remember listening to that song vividly in my mind when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's one of those songs that was always on repeat in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Certain songs definitely were easier for me to, like, just be like, oh, yeah, these ones are very relatable for me.
Right.
And it's interesting because one of the songs, Loving is a Way of Living,
okay,
that one is not, like, recorded anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I found it in a book that I have. And I was like, this is like a lullaby. Like, I haven't, like, found, like, a song that reminds me of, like, a lullaby, you know?
Right.
And that one was cool because what me and Seema did, because it was just me and him, mm-hmm, we shut off all the lights in the studio and we just played the song.
Oh, wow.
Make it, like, super intimate.
Right. Man, that is great.
Yeah, it's all about life experiences, really, with the songs that I pick.
Okay. I could dig it. Now, when you decided to do the album and you put your crew together and you picked the songs, you sung the songs, you did it. The album is out now, available on all digital platforms, and still keeping true to your sound. And I read that you wanted to reach a broader generation. I have to say, this album is gonna do it. Like, when I was listening to it, I was like, man, so they're older songs, but like you said, you made it your own. How do you plan to do that under the guise of being a jazz vocalist and reaching the new generation?
That's a hard question. I mean, you know, I try to use like social media the best I can when it comes to this kind of stuff. Like, you know, what I've noticed, I've done like some videos, like, this is the original version of the song, this is my version, and then like I do get like a lot of traction when I do that.
Okay.
So people could hear like, this is like how you can relate with it now, you know?
Right.
That kind of thing. Like, for instance, like What the World Needs Now, like I can't believe that that song is so accurate still to today.
Girl,
you know what I mean?
Girl. But, I that's like Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. Like these prophetic songs, that's what I call them. It's weird because it's kind of sad that we still need to say that, you know, we still need to remind people to be kind to each other and love one another. It's scary almost.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
Yeah. Now, are you still performing? Like, yeah, where can people catch you at?
Well, I just did two shows this past weekend, one in the Upper West Side and then one in Peekskill. But I'll be in Florida next month, at the end of the month.
Okay.
Like I'm trying, you know, here and there I have performances coming up. But right now it's actually a little bit more difficult too because of everything that's going on.
Right. Yeah, girl.
You guys say four.
I you like, look, okay, I'm going to be somewhere, but you have a website where you put your tour dates or where you're going to be at? How do people find out about that?
Yeah, if you go to ChristinaKohler.net.
Okay. All right, everybody, connect with her on her website. And what's your social media? Let everybody know.
So my Instagram is what I use mostly, and that's KKOLLER Music. So okay. K Kohler Music.
Uh-huh. All right. And is it really you?
Yes, I'm the one posting on there.
Oh, okay. We just want to know, you know, like, is that you or not? Well, Christina, I mean, congratulations on this project. Again, like I said, you just won a fan. I really enjoy it. I'm definitely looking forward to more of you and your flavor. And I love that you can actually do jazz, R&B, pop. And don't be afraid of that. You know, don't put yourself in a place where you just want to be this or that. Do you, okay? You know, we're in 2025. Everybody know.
Right.
You know, you're talented.
Like Amy Winehouse.
Good. What you said?
Like, you got to think of Amy Winehouse, like how she was so successful, you know?
Yes.
Doing all the different things.
Yes. I think we're in a time where we just want to hear something good. We want to be inspired. We want to dance. We want to, you know what I'm saying? It's not about, I'm so done with such talented voices like yourself. Like I interview so many people and I feel like they get stuck in a, like, I only want to do this. Are you independent or are you signed to a label?
Yeah, I'm independent. Yeah.
Yeah, man, do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? If you want to put out an all jazz album, put out an all jazz album. You want to put out a R&B album, put out an R&B album. If you just want to do a compilation to just let everybody know your talent, skills, and abilities, just do it. Because we need your voice. I'm telling you, you have a great voice. You were classically trained?
Yeah, I'm also classically trained, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so let that go. You know, we need some more Christina Kohler songs out here in airwaves. And again, I have become a fan. And like I said, I don't do the remake thing too much, but you did an excellent job and I appreciate you. Everybody, y'all make sure you go and pick up the album, Walk On By, and you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. And definitely for the younger generation to just be aware of such great music with lyrics that you can follow and understand. Child, I'd be like, what they saying? I don't know. But I thank you so much. I thank you so much. Just let everybody know your website again.
So it's ChristinaKohler.net. So Christina with a K and then Kohler as in KOLLER.net.
Excellent. And that's where you can go to find out, you know, where she'll be performing. Make sure you pick up that album. Support our quality artists out here that's independent doing their thing. And so, Christina, as we say, once a key player, always a key player. And so as you continue to prosper and grow and put out more music, definitely allow us to be one of your media partners.
Oh, 100%. Thank you so much. I appreciate your support in so many ways. You have no idea.
You're more than welcome.